They're coming in, Darren.
They're right still coming in, Darren.
Right behind you.
Strong suit of this team all year has been great defense to back up starting pitching tonight. Not typical Rays baseball.
No, we made some mistakes early on, and I know David liked to have those plays back. I didn't even see the first ones. That bat cracked in half, and the bat head came right in front of me and Davey. So I never even saw the play. And I said, what happened? So they had to tell me what had happened. And then, of course, the next play, too. David had great stuff tonight. Not just good stuff. He had great stuff tonight. And those two plays pretty much undid us. Morrow was excellent. Again, he pitches really well against us. We got him recently up in Toronto, but he was very, very good tonight and did not permit us to do a whole lot of stuff.
With this want-to-win-out mentality, mm-hmm. does this one smart that much more?
Well, it's not good, but, again, we can't... You got to throw this in the trash can very fast. We did not play well tonight. We didn't hit well. We didn't do anything well tonight. Trash it and then come back tomorrow and get back on the right track. We're running out of time quickly, but there's time. There is time. So we got to come back, play our normal game tomorrow, get a good pitch performance out of Jeff, and work it from that angle. We just can't look at it any other way.
You guys had some success against Morrow this year, but this looked like definitely like the Morrow of 2010 when he won this.
He was different tonight. We just saw him recently in Toronto, and he was entirely different tonight than when he was up there. He was stuffing a lot of balls in the dirt. His command was poor early in the game, and we got to him very quickly. Today, you could see, was a different cat. He was throwing the cutter more. He's got a cutter now, and much better command of his pitches, much better velocity, just like he had looked last year. You're right.
You said Price had great stuff, but did it seem like he was throwing more than pitching sometimes?
Well, no, he had up to 97. He made a mistake. Who was it? A big play was a 2-1 breaking ball to McCoy that eventually became a ball 3, and then he got on base through a walk. That was the only time, for me, that he may have been able to do something differently. They didn't hit a lot of balls well. Johnson's home run was well struck. Line drive at third base and by Encarnacion. Otherwise, it was. He pitched well. He did. The mistakes, the errors were really what undid us and undid him tonight. But if you look at the quality of contact against him tonight, it was not very hard.
You're still in this thing, but if you're able to make a postseason appearance, it won't be through an easy way. Just talk about what's going on in your head.
Yeah, well, it's any way you can get there will be fine. And once you get there, we'll take it. But it's not going to be easy. It hasn't been easy, and that's okay. It's okay. We're learning a lot of lessons about ourselves right now. Staff, managers, players, et cetera, organizationally. I think it's been great. I'm very proud of everybody, actually. I really have said it 100 times lately. What our guys have accomplished at this point has been fantastic. And if we could pull this off, it would be really, really a once-in-a-lifetime kind of a thing. So we've got 5 left. We'll come back. I promise you the guys are ready to play tomorrow night. We'll be ready to play and see what happens after that.
You do chalk a lot of this up to Morrow, but the frustrations at the plate, especially here at home, kind of harkens back to earlier in the season.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, just how do you keep this from getting in their head?
Well, it's difficult. And again, he was good tonight. Morrow was really good. Momentum is always created by the starting pitcher on either side. And he was just, I could see from the very first inning, it was not going to be an easy night. And David looked good, but we make a couple mistakes. I think at this point of the year, and I know our guys pretty well, it's not necessarily going to get into their heads. We just have to match up better against their pitcher. Tomorrow is also very good. Romero and Cecil, we had 3 good pitchers facing us in this series against them. So we just got to, again, we've got to trash it, come back tomorrow and try to do our best against a very good pitcher again.
What's your take on the BJ play, Jeff?
I thought he was out. I thought he was out. Of course, and that's a situation where if you're going to go, you have to be absolutely 100% sure that you can do it. So I think if he really reflects on it, he'd probably want to take it back.
Why did he pause in between?
That's a question you're going to have to ask him. I don't know. When you're down like that, you have to be pretty much 100% certain that you can do something right there. And I couldn't argue because I thought he was out from my vantage point.
Did something change the mentality after Toronto scored those three runs in the third inning?
Well, again, Morrow changed everybody's mentality. He was really good tonight. He was good. I mean, we're not the most prolific of offensive clubs, but their pitcher was really on top of his game. It was a bad combination for us.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
You're welcome. See y'all tomorrow.